Parents' advocate, Loudoun County School Board ignored allegations of sodomy, forced fellatio, sexual assault of ninth grade girl. By Robert Krajcik on October 20, 2021. Ian Pryor, executive director of Fight for Schools, told Breitbart News that the Loudoun County School Board ignored allegations that one of its male students committed sexual assault, including sodomy and forced fellatio, against a ninth grade girl in one of the school bathrooms. The first alleged sexual assault occurred to a ninth grade girl, allegedly, with a boy who is, I guess, gender fluid and was potentially wearing a skirt, who accessed the girl's bathroom, Pryor said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. He continued, "Now, this was the before they passed the transgender bathroom policy, so that wasn't the reason why he necessarily did it. But the fact remains that he accessed the bathroom. And he's been accused of sodomy, forced fellatio, and sexual assault." He went on, "This alleged sexual assault never came out. But even worse than that is that in covering this up, it appears that Loudoun County School Board simply transferred him to another school without disciplining him, despite the fact that he had been arrested, had an ankle monitor on, and was awaiting trial, and this individual allegedly sexually assaulted another individual at this new school a week and a half ago. This was likely covered up by at least the superintendents and potentially other school board members in order to pass a policy that will allow biological males to use girls' bathrooms," he assessed. A local NBC News affiliate reported on the sexual assault allegations. "Some parents are calling for the Loudoun County Public School superintendent's job after a teenage boy charged with sexual assault at one school was allowed to transfer to another school, where he was later charged in a second sexual assault. The first attack was reported inside Stonebridge High School in late May, where a ninth-grade girl says a boy forcibly sodomized her inside a bathroom. Parents' protective instincts are driving the effort to combat the Loudoun County School Board's political corruption," Pryor held. He said the commitment of a parent to a child too is more powerful than a bureaucrat's personal and political ambitions. "When people go after parents' kids with this kind of politically driven material and philosophies that could impact them for their whole life, parents are going to fight back," he stated. "They want to fight fire with fire, but with parents, you're looking at a fire that's not going to burn out. It's the fire of being a parent, and it's going to be around a lot longer than the fire of these political amateurs who will move on to something else in a year or 2 years." He concluded, "I would caution these public officials around the country. Be careful, because you're going to get parents that are going to start flooding school board meetings if you push this stuff. They're going to start FOIAing your communication, and they're going to take legal action where appropriate." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.